The Old Testament reading today is from Proverbs 8, 1 through 4, and 22 through 31. Does not wisdom call and understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all who live." The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. For there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains have been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, there I was beside him, like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, playing before him always, playing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The gospel reading today comes from John 16, 12 through 15. Listen to the words of our Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will guide you into all truth. I once began a lunch with people who had just finished a Bible study with the question, "What is truth?" You know what their immediate answer was? If I knew I was going to have to think, I wouldn't have come to lunch. It isn't an easy question. We know what it is to tell the truth, to tell what we know to be the facts, but truth without the article in front of it, truth on that deeper level, the truth toward which the Spirit will lead us is harder to define because it's not so much about facts. We find truth, the capital T kind of truth, in many ways. And sometimes those ways don't recite facts. Sometimes the Spirit speaks truth to our heart through stories. And that's why they can be so meaningful. One of my favorite stories about truth was told by a woman named Phyllis Trimble in a lecture that I heard at a biblical storytelling conference. She'd been leading a different conference. She was retelling what had happened here. And at that conference, the youth of the church had been called in to clear out the tables and do the dishes while the conference went on. And so they were in and out at the back of the room while the conference was held in the front of the room, and she noticed that a certain young man came and he took some dishes and he came back and he took some dishes and then he began to listen to what was going on at the front of the room. And he slowed down and every time he came, he took longer to take those dishes back. And it wasn't because he was lazy. It was because he was listening to what was going on in the front of the room. And so after all the people had left, and The kid was just still sitting back there. And so she went to him and she said, "Can I help you with something? Is there something you'd like to talk about?" And he just sat there and he shook his head. He said, "I don't understand." He was so earnest. She asked what he didn't understand, and he told her he doesn't understand what all the debate was about. You see, they were debating the factuality, the factualness, I don't know, I'm making up words here, but they were debating the virgin birth. Now, I'm not calling into question that debate today. We're not doing that today. What we're talking about is truth. This young man understood something deeper than those debaters understood, because what he said to Phyllis was that the story of the coming to earth of our Savior and how it happened is so beautiful that it has to be true whether it happened or not. He understood what truth was. The debate had been over facts, but this young man had gone past that into truth with a capital T. I tell this story today, again, not to put to question the virgin birth. I'm not there. I'm asking you to consider truth. When the Spirit comes, the Spirit will guide you to all truth. You've heard it said that all truth is God's truth, and we believe this. Dallas Willard, in a speech to the Veritas Forum, a forum dedicated to truth, said, "The truth is in trouble." Do you believe that? I do. The truth is in trouble today. We accept most truth on the basis of authority, but my friends, authority is in trouble today. The story is told of a hat factory in Denver, Pennsylvania. For decades, anyone living within 5 or 6 miles of the factory set their clock by the watches or by the sounding of the siren from the factory. It was set off 5 days a week at 5:30. Everybody woke up. And then there was a siren that told them that the day was ready to begin, and a siren that told them about lunch, and a siren that told them about quitting, each at their designated time. When the siren system was eventually disbanded, a friend who tells the story was reminiscing with the timekeeper about his job. This friend was very curious. "What did you use to determine the exact time?" she asked. Remember, the whole town's been setting their clocks this way. With a twinkle in his eye, the man reached into his pocket and pulled out a child's Mickey Mouse watch. One would have expected some more reliable, authoritative source than Mickey, but that wasn't the case. Authority, as well as truth, is in trouble these days because those who have authority have so often been found to be far from the truth. In other words, they're just wrong. I watched several TED Talks this week by people who were telling about what they'd been taught as truth as children, and then talking about how that truth had turned out to be wrong. Particularly the ones speaking of experience with spiritual things. Two of the talks were by people who had come out of cults. Their word, not mine. Both were women. Both had been taught that as women, they were good only only for producing children, and preferably male children. Perhaps we haven't come as far as humans as we think we have. As these women came out of those cults, they discovered that their talents in things other than child production were very valuable. Indeed, they were needed in this world, just as each of our talents is needed in this world. They found that what they were taught as children was untruth. Michelle DePrince is another person that I heard on a TED Talk. Her story begins in Sierra Leone. It's Michaela DePrince. You may have heard of her. Her story begins in Sierra Leone, where she was born with a disease that caused her to have white spots on her very dark skin. Because of these white spots, she was labeled as the devil's child in her village. She was abandoned by her family. She was put in an orphanage. She was mistreated even there because, well, you don't have to be nice to the devil's child, do you? It's very sad. But when Michaela was 7 years old, she was adopted and brought to the U.S. and began to pursue her dream of being a ballerina. A dream that was born when she saw a picture of a ballerina back in her orphanage. And I'm telling this story very briefly, but it's compelling because Michaela DePrince is a prima ballerina. She is a beautiful dancer. From devil's child to conveyor of absolute beauty on stage, lies turned to truth by the fact that she was rescued by a society that devalued her. How do we find truth? The capital T kind of truth. The really real, whether it happened or not. You know the source of that truth. You're here because of the source of that truth. That truth is found in God, and God has given us such a gift in the Holy Spirit, who comes to tell us the truth. These days, authority is in question. But our experience, what we genuinely experience as truth in the love of our God, can come from us. People don't know the Bible anymore. If we talk to them and put the authority in the Bible where we certainly know it to be, they don't have any idea what we're talking about. So we need to learn to talk to people about the truth that we know from God, that we've experienced in our lives. It's important for us to marry those things so closely in our lives that our very lives tell the truth to others. My friends, we need to make space for the Holy Spirit of God to speak truth to us. Whether it's through study or silence or prayer and meditation, if we want to know the truth, if we want to be set free by that same truth, we need to give God time and place to show it to us. And so we search our hearts. We pay attention to our sources of truth, the Holy Spirit, the scriptures, prayer, and then we go forth and we tell it, because the world is desperately in need of the truth that our God is active in our world